Hot round! Red 7, red 7, red 7! Don!
What?
Red 7!
I don't know what red 7 means.
Hot round!
I don't. What is hot round?
Will you just go stand on the other side, please?
Billy Bob! This is it! The man who got us here, you ready?
You don't think that lame ass play where I run downfield and act like I'm lost is gonna work, do you?
Then he pivots, fakes, chucks the big bomb halfway down the field to our hopefully still wide open tailback. I call it the annexation of Puerto Rico.
Booyah! That's what we call a sack lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
I need that ball. Get me the ball.
You need the ball.
Get me the ball.
Get you the ball.
Are you going to get me the ball?
I'll get you the ball.
I hope he didn't kill somebody.
When we add up all those inches, that's gonna make the difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying.
I got a whole lot of money. Y'all it for me. Bottle key popping that water, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all around the world, welcome into a very special, spectacular edition of the 11 Personnel Podcast on the road for the first time in scenic Athens, Georgia. I am Nick Roush, and with me as always is Adam Luckett, and accompanying us is some Pac-12 After Dark, Mr. Luckett.
Our first guest.
No, Pac-12 After Dark.
Well, Mountain West After Dark. But close enough.
Whatever. If you're, it's all, really?
It is 2 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. That is. And we're feeling a little loose right now.
That is a great way for my brother, Nathan Roush, to introduce himself to our listeners.
So, everyone heard that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a microphone. That's how podcasts work.
Quite the intro. <Dun-na-na-na-na-na>.
Yeah, this is the Pac-12 After Dark version of the podcast. Nathan's hanging out with us this weekend. He drove in from Columbia.
Absolutely.
If you want to see Nathan, just Google Nathan Roush, and you will, the first picture. It's a great, it's what you should think of when you think of my little brother getting crossed up by Jalen Hurts.
You should think, man, he looks good. And
no, getting crossed by Jalen Hurts.
Getting crossed, you know, I was told to get that gap, and he ran away from that gap because I was standing
well,
in it.
But what Nathan had move. Was a thing called inside contain. He wanted Hurts to bounce it out.
Oh, that's what it was.
No. Oh, God. That's you obviously didn't get much from the picture. He obviously was trying to – I was trying to stop him from going outside, and he cut back inside on you nice quickly.
Oh, so
close
he
enough.
It was an outside right inside.
Potato, tomato.
Now, was it a dive to the first down marker? No. Did they have to get the chains out? No. But did I get an assisted tackle? Yes.
Oh, hey, that's all that matters.
And also the last tackle of the game.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
They didn't kneel it?
No, they ran for it.
Oh.
They were still scared.
Nick Saban's scared of Western Kentucky. You heard it here first, folks. Mm-hmm.
Saban was going for the jugular. It's a CSA competition.
He went for the jugular tonight, and all he needed was Jarrett Garantano to just throw the ball into the end zone.
On a QB sneak.
Jeremy Pruitt was ready. Like if he could have gotten away with it, he would have murdered Jarrett Garantano on the sideline.
He was going old school until he realized, oh, snap, we're on ESPN. There's 8,000 cameras looking at me right now. I better let go of my guy's face mask.
And then he didn't play him for, what was the kid's name, Shart?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah,
some kid we haven't heard of.
They played Shart because their other guy got hurt. That's how much Jeremy Pruitt hates Jarrett Garantano right now. He hates Jarrett Garantano. But anyway, we hate Tennessee. We hate them, and I guess we hate Georgia tonight. Is that?
Yeah, we don't like Georgia.
Or do we? Do we? I can't hate him either because I know. Oh, we hate DeAndre Swift.
We hate DeAndre Swift. That's
yeah, he good. He real good.
Fromm did his best to not make a difference in the game.
So Stoops does this thing where he makes jokes, but they're not like
funny.
Yeah.
See what you did.
But like when you're in like a press conference or something, it's like, haha, hee hee. You know, like everything's a little bit more, there's just more tension there. So the laughs come much easier. Well, when Stoops said tonight, yeah, after the game, I found him. I shook his hand, said, well done, and goodbye. Time for you to go to the NFL. And that was one of those where, like, I don't think he was trying to make a joke, but it might have been the best, like, lighthearted Stoops line he's ever made. Because that dude pretty much single-handedly beat the University of Kentucky.
He has Kentucky's number. Last year, he ran all over them, 156 yards, two touchdowns. Really kind of ended the game when you look at the Mike Edwards jock strap being left on the field.
Oh, that was bad.
The score before half, and then out of half, he goes on an 80-yard run. And then tonight, if you take out his carries, Georgia was putting up like 2.3 yards per play. Yeah. So Kentucky was smothering them
he had all but like 90 yards.
His runs. Yeah.
And then they, the second half, but when we were eating lunch today, there was a guy with a run the damn ball hat.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirby saw that guy. He found him in the crowd in the second half and was like, you know what? Why are we letting Jake Fromm throw passes?
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Kirby should just have that stitched on his visor.
At all times, just wrapped around all the way.
Did you? So, apparently, like it comes back to me. And I love that, like, the look in his face whenever he has, like, some sort of revelation or something that he's just really anxious to share. And he was coming back from getting coffee. This is like a 6 o'clock coffee too. This is before the game even started, okay. Or maybe even like first or second time. It was very early in the night. And he goes, "Man, Kirby's got on his visor and his hair. It's just soaked. It's just absolutely soaked. It looked like a wet dog." Which basically, long story short, we're doing this because, you know, why the hell not? Let's throw in the headsets. Drink some of Kentucky's finest spirits. Mm-hmm. Do a little talking late at night. If we say some bad words, sorry. It's just
sorry,
it's
nice.
It's been a long, like, 24, 36 hours. But we're just going to tell some stories from the road. We'll save all the really nitpicking stuff for the podcast this week. But I did want to say that, A, looking at now, we're in the press box. We had on our Big J Journalist hat, even though on the 39-yard touchdown run, DeAndre says, I thought Luckett was going to get a, please no cheering in the press box, because he was screaming, that's a hold! That's a hold!
I let it loose there for a little bit.
Yeah, you got a little loose, but Nathan was not a journalist.
Nope.
You drove over
a fan.
South Carolina, and you were in the elements in the UK section, probably, what, 10, 20 rows off the field?
It was row 29, actually, is where I ended up.
Okay.
Originally, I thought my ticket, when I asked for the attendant to help me, I thought I was going to be undercover. I was really excited. But no, sadly, I was not. I was in a very corner with Georgia fans. Like, well, I'm obviously going to have to move down.
Yeah.
Easy to make friends in a road game.
Right, right. We were undercover, had our computers out. What's nice about the Georgia press box is you're outdoors. You were in the middle of the shit. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, you've obviously been in some football weather before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it the worst football weather you've ever been in?
Being in the stands, yes. But the way it looked like on the field, no. It just didn't seem like the weather made that much of an impact on the field compared to how I felt in the stands.
What do you mean? They threw 13 passes or something.
But as far as, like, slips, slides, guys falling around the field, fumbles. I mean, we only saw two fumbles with QK losing one.
Josh Alvey almost had a bad one, too. That could have been really bad.
Yeah, that's becoming an issue.
Yeah.
But it was definitely one of the worst elements because it's, you know, 50 degrees and cold.
Cold rain sucks.
Cold rain's the worst.
And
you'd rather it snow.
The first half, and when we were walking in the game, the wind really kicked up. And the wind sucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the stinging in your face kind of stuff. And I'm not surprised it took Kentucky 3.5 quarters to complete the pass. Thank God they did. Because The Louisville fans would have been so obnoxious.
Louisville media would have had a field day with that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, like.
What was Fromm's completion? I mean, how many total completed passes were there?
He was 9 of 12.
He had 9 completions? Mm-hmm.
He only threw one pass in the second half. And then what was it like? He had 35 yards, but one pass was like 22.
He hit George Pickens on like a crossing route where they were in man coverage, beat Cash for like 22 yards.
Oh, Cash got beat in pass coverage. Mm-hmm. What a shock.
But if you take that out, he averaged like 2 yards per attempt and had 13 passing yards on 11 throws. So less than 2 yards attempt. He averaged barely 1 yard attempt.
So, yeah, not very good. But
Boo Birds are out.
Oh, man, Georgia. No wonder Eddie Graham didn't take that job. My God, they hate their offensive coordinator.
They hate him.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. That's – like, we deal with it a lot, and I'm a grandstand mostly. Some of it's just me just being a heel, but a lot of it's like everybody hates their offensive coordinator, and all you're going to do is scare them away. Because that's what happened with – was it Jim Chaney who left for Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why he left. He had all of the tools. And obviously, you would rather have Jake Fromm than Jarrett Garantano, but Georgia fans, huge jerks.
Right. A lot of it's, you know, that's what Kirby wants to do. He wants to be old school Alabama. So, from an offensive coordinator standpoint, it probably puts you in a square peg in a round hole a lot of times. So, it can be hard. But James Coley was a guy who called plays in Miami, wasn't great. It was at a hire that a lot of people were skeptical about, and a lot of those people are being proven right now because there's not much creativity in that offense despite the athletes they have on the perimeter. And then they have this offensive line that's supposed to be all-world, but they haven't been close to that in the last few weeks.
Kentucky's defense did kick ass, though.
About time. It was great. It was so much fun to watch.
It was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Stoops was putting on
just like constantly putting them in third down situations. Mm-hmm. It was just great.
Oh, man. And
just forcing them to try and keep running down our throats, which eventually you knew is kind of going to wear us down.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was still just so much fun to watch.
Man, Oates, that play that he made on third down and then went up, and the Boo Birds were out, and he just goes up and just goes right to the UK section.
So great.
Him
just,
and Twitter.
I mean, I stepped up on the sands. Everyone's throwing their hands in there. Big Blue Nation just looks great.
You got a glimpse of the future there with him and Square running around and knocking heads. They both played really, really well, I thought.
Was it that made the
this
was it Wright? Was it Wright that made on the swing pass?
It was Boogie.
Boogie Watson.
It was Boogie Watson. Such a great play. It just... Get in the weight room. Sit down. This is a grown man's room.
I thought all can
get off the field.
I think all their
edges
play well. Boogie, Jordan Wright made some plays. Josh Pascal made some plays.
Pascal made some great ones.
TFL. He got held so badly
so
one time. Like,
bad.
I don't know how I can see some of these holds. Like, it goes back to Josh last year in that Mississippi State game. I'm at the top of the bleachers, and I can see these holds. How did they not? But they can see Stenberg kind of wrap his arm around right there. The first hold that he had was
the ones against us. I just saw the refs throw the flags. I never saw us actually commit the holding penalties. But the ones against Georgia were so blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
And it still took them forever just to pull their flags out of their shirts. Just like
the one that the white cap threw from the back. It took him forever. Took him so long.
Oh wait,
to
I forgot I brought this with me today.
One thing we didn't forget to do was enjoy ourselves Friday night in Athens.
Cathens is a beautiful place.
We had ourselves a good time out on the town.
Hit a lot of dives.
So
hit a lot of dives to try and find those Taj Mahal bars.
So here's the thing. This is trip 3 for me. This is your first time, right, Nathan?
Mm-hmm. First trip.
This is Luckett's first trip.
First time.
So we get in time to watch the blue-white game. So we decide, hey, let's go to a sports bar downtown. We'll get, you know, cheeseburger, watch blue-white game. You know, good kind of starting point. Watch Blue White, and then there's baseball happening, which we got treated to the walk-off tonight. Mm-hmm. That home run, even beforehand, was just as badass. But so we're like, all right, we got sports to watch. Then we're going to go hop around. Well, first places we try going, it's homecoming weekend here, which, what a shock. Kentucky's a homecoming game for somebody. But all of the fraternities had, like, rented out the places until, like, 11. So, finally, we get, like, two or three places that are just like, sorry, not till 11. So, we just go into some video game bar. And, you know, you got a pretty normal kind of stuff. You've got your... was it Pac-Man was one of them?
I think so.
It was Pac-Man.
They had like a driving
Invaders,
game.
I think.
They had a shooting game.
They had Super Smash Brothers on the big screen, which was like the first thing we saw.
Yeah, they had like projectors. And then they had a foosball table on the back. So naturally, it's just, I got to go kick little brother's ass, you know, real quick. It was not very difficult at all.
I mean, it was end up.
But really, it was just something for us to do while we had a drink before we went to somewhere else. And then, about 2 points in, just some dude with a lot of tattoos, like a Jimmy Buffett looking shirt,
flip flops,
and comes up and he's like, "Hey man, can I get winner?"
Sure. And I guess we'll say.
I was going to offer it to like it. I just was going to be nice, but I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?"
He was eyeing y'all out while you're playing, kind of giving a quick scouting report.
Yeah.
Trying to slide in for the hustle. I've seen pool sharks. That was my first ever foosball shark.
Well, he was a foosball shark, but he wasn't like, I kicked his ass. The first game, I get to five, and he looks at me and goes, "All right, is it one or by two?" And I was like, "Sure, we'll go by two." I've never heard of winning a foosball game by two. Never in my life have I heard of winning a foosball game by two. And then, so I beat him, and he's immediately like, "Okay, let's run it." And I knew that was coming, but I was waiting for him to sweeten the pot for me. He goes, "Okay, so if I beat you, you don't know me nothing, but if you beat me, I owe you a drink." I was like, "Sure, fine, whatever." And then he goes, wait, no. "If you score on me, I'll buy you a drink."
Double down.
10 seconds later, I just flipped the thing and just nailed one in. He was so mad.
He's gonna buy you. He's got five drinks.
Oh man, I could feel the anger. And the thing is like, I didn't give a shit. I didn't care at all. Not one bit. And I kind of wanted to laugh at him, but I also enjoyed seeing how worked up he was. And I got up like 3-0 before he was getting like very, you know. And then I got to the like, all right, this is taking a while.
You know, it didn't upset him that you scored on him. It upset him the most because you scored on him. That was obviously his home foosball table.
Oh,
he had to have been there multiple times.
He knew like
and
the bartenders.
Plenty of out of town opponent losers coming in thinking they know how to run.
Oh yeah!
Not when Kentucky rolls in. We know our foosball. We are professional foosballers.
Yeah, and that was the hippie part of town that I didn't know existed, because you got the Georgia Theater and the Creature Comfort Brewery and the I don't know. There's a couple.
There's
different
another places. Brewery we tried to go in.
There was a couple places like that. But we ended up getting kind of out of the hippie part of town. Went to a 90s bar.
90s.
Yeah, that's 90s.
90s.
We found out the drinks there were cheap, so we stayed a while.
Found a few Cat fans.
A little too long.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you all something about Adam Luckett. You can take Adam Luckett out of Oklahoma, but you can't take the Oklahoma out of Adam Luckett.
Damn right.
My man over here is, he can, that Bud Light flows like water.
I worked for Budweiser. Bud Light flows in and out of there like Nile. I mean, it is just...
He was like, "Y'all need another one? Like, we just get a fresh one."
Just get a fresh one, I thought.
And the thing was, is like it was nice and steady the whole night. And then, by God...
Nice and steady all night. It's a great way to put it.
And then we hop in the Uber, and the man loses his mind. He was screaming about something. You know, some idiots walking in the road. They weren't supposed to be doing it. And he's just going on and on, which leads us to we have the Uber drop us off at the gas station two doors.
That's the point of no return.
So we're at the racetrack and we're picking out, you know, I mean, It's too,
up and down. We don't should, know what we
this
want.
Is also like 3 a.m. because we stayed till last call out. We were singing closing time and time. All that good stuff. Mm-hmm. We go into the gas station and pick out our, you know, just whatever our dumb, you know, just
everything looks good, but we can only pick so much.
Yeah, like you could only get one Hot Pocket, Nathan. Yeah.
Our eyes were bigger than our stomachs.
He got a Hot Pocket.
I woke up with a Hot Pocket in the freezer. Yeah.
You had Reese's that I just spilled all over the place. Mm-hmm.
I needed a car freshener. I'm glad I remember
that. Yeah, you got the little Pine Tree air freshener. You know, because what do you really need at 3 a.m.? It's some car air freshener. This room the probably necessities. Needs too. But we come back to the hotel and we start chowing down and I'm chugging Gatorade trying to not be drunk and
we turn on to be SEC hungover. Network
or I think it was just on from throughout the day and it's the Saturdays Down South, which is their like SEC documentary thing. I didn't realize it at the time, but it's basically we start watching right when they talk about this young new whippersnapper that's entered the SEC, Steve Spurrier. I thought we were going to get like the room. I thought we were going to get a call from the lobby because Adam Luckett, as soon as he saw Steve Spurrier's face, if something went off in his mind, and he just, you mother, get the. All right, that's a good looking shirt, but Steve Spurrier, you mother. I didn't know you had that in you, Adam Luckett.
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Just what? The true hate. Is this the hate that goes beyond sports?
Here's my question, Adam Luckett. Steve Spurrier, he's a very innovative guy. You're a football mind. I thought you might like Steve Spurrier.
There's just something about him, man, that just rubs me wrong. I don't really know why.
You gotta grind.
It just grinds my gears.
Grinds your gears.
You don't like the, you can't spell citrus without UT?
Not really, no. He just, I don't know, man. There's just something about him. Like, maybe it's because my first ever Kentucky game was Steve Spurrier versus Bill Curry.
Oh.
Kentucky lost like 65-3.
Oh.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's just a sore spot for me.
I think we found the origin.
Maybe it's all the jokes about, well, Kentucky's got a good punter.
Man, he would have.
Maybe it's that
he would have said so many things about Max.
Maybe
Duffy.
That he. It's that he was at South Carolina, and the reason South Carolina gets some of this attention was because he coached there. Yeah. When in all reality, they shouldn't. They get compared to Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, when they should be getting compared to Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Missouri. So, yeah, just some little stuff like that. And he got so whiny after Kentucky beat him that he had to retire.
Oh,
in the middle of the season.
He was. I thought he was going to cry in whenever. The Bud Dupree game, because he was getting like a post game interview by a TV or something, like down on the sideline, and it was brutal. But folks, I'm very underselling how pissed off Adam Luckett was at Steve Spurrier's face.
I mean, and the thing, I was, well, I looked over at Nick. I said, "Should we be worried?" We were like, is he gonna eventually stop? Because this hates us.
Oh, I had to be like, fuck it. All right, just.
And so we get it.
Yeah, because it was going on for like 10, 15 minutes. Like they were.
I was trying to close my eyes and wake up. Oh my gosh!
I can't
believe he called that.
Yeah, they're at Legion Field and the SEC championship game, and they threw the pick six, and he started like cheering.
That's what it was.
It was like the game was still being played.
The old SEC championship game was on. I think that's what we were watching.
And what makes this. What really tops it off, too, is that by the time you finally wound down, I think they just went to a commercial break and you passed out.
Sounds about right.
No, you were in gas station nachos. I forgot that part of the story.
Low key, the nachos were pretty good. I was highly surprised.
Covered.
That racetrack, man, they know what they're doing.
They got some good grub in there.
But I wake up the next morning and I go to the sink. What the ice bucket is in the sink, and I look down, and there's a half broken bourbon bottle with just a little bit sitting in the bottom of it. The top is completely knocked off, but yet the cork was out of it. You said that you went up to get water. I think you were actually getting up to get another drink so you could scream at Spurrier, and you just broke the damn bourbon bottle.
Could it happen? Got so upset he broke it. We'll never know.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good stuff. Do we got any other... is there a story I forgot to tell from this? Oh, we got to look up the song.
Ooh.
Yes.
So here we go. I've got the business card.
Yeah.
My Rocket.
So we go from Louisville all the way to Athens to go to Mellow Mushroom on a Saturday night.
All right. In fairness, when we tried to check out a local establishment...
That's fair.
They were dancing to that cowboy song. And I...
Going to
stay. We were not in the mood to be in a place where they were doing that cowboy dancing.
We just needed to sit down, get off our feet,
just get a couple beers, And we sit down at the bar and we're watching Jared Garantano's fumble. We're watching Jose Altuve's walk off, and a guy sits down next to Nathan, and you know he's bigger, but he's a big Georgia fan. You know we're just chit chatting it up, and towards the end. He hands us this card, and he says, "My boss would be mad if I didn't hand these out. My only job was to give out as many cards as possible." In the card, it simply says, GeorgiaFootballSong.com. Follow the musical journey. And it's got, like, contact information. Visit the site for your free gift. Now, we have not listened to this before.
We have no clue what I'm about to press.
So we are playing this now for the first time. GeorgiaFootballSong.com.
Brought to you in Cathens.
All right.
Good start.
Jamming. I thought this was going to be stupid.
Yeah, he sounds like he worked a long time on this.
I thought this was going to be much like...
Yeah, like...
It's not like edited. Really bad, you know.
Kind of
like,
good.
I wanted it to be bad.
Man, I was.
But it's just funnier. Like fine. It's not like great.
It's Luke Combs playing in Athens is what it is.
I don't know who Luke Combs is.
Yeah, the listeners might know.
Okay, all right. We can cut this on. I thought it was going to be like really...
This is some more...
I thought it was going to be like some of our Kentucky songs.
Add that to your game day playlist.
Because no offense to the fine folks who make Kentucky songs, but they're never that good. I was really hoping
old,
it was like
that. You mean like Villbillies, my old Kentucky home?
No,
Kentucky fan songs.
Yeah, like...
Do the John Wall.
Oh. No. That was a great song. What the hell are
there's
you talking
a shot
about?
Made
I'm talking
after
about.
Well, you said there's no good songs.
Yeah, you got to tell us what you're talking about because we just named two of some great
right,
Kentucky
that was one,
songs.
But like, how many times did we get like a Benny and the Cats and they were all just like, meh.
Fair enough.
Or we get a Kentucky Joe song.
That's what was
like,
his?
Unless J. Kyle Mann starts messing with it, then.
Mr. Pringle.
Got him.
Got him.
Hey, which by the way. If there's Georgia, they know how the hell to make a stadium. Like, that's one thing that I feel bad for these guys here.
It was cool to be out there to witness everything. Like I said, during halftime, I went down. I had to go see what it was like to see the Hedges up front and personal. And I realized, though, there was officers underneath there saying, hey, if you're not using the restroom, go ahead and go back to your seats. So I was going back through the tunnel, and I looked at the clock as soon as I could, and I was like, oh, crap, it was only 50 seconds before second half starts. And that's when the lights turned back to the – and I was like, oh, I looked at this dude next to me and said, you ready to run on the field? Because I can't wait to do this as soon as I was walking out the tunnel for second half. They know how to do it right at Sanford Stadium.
And the
– great Jumbotron.
See, I'm just bummed that y'all didn't get to see – Because, I mean, we only showed up like an hour before the game because it was raining cats and dogs all day. I only said that. Like
no pun intended.
No, definitely pun intended.
Super pun intended.
You all didn't get that, but their in-stadium atmosphere between their video, the light stuff, because they do the LED lights and the, like, they do that multiple times, but the opening video, the way they, like, they use Teenage Wasteland. And
I think I did, actually. No, I don't remember if I
Yeah, and I'm sure that they have it online on, like, their YouTube or something. But the way that they synced it up with their lights and the video, yeah. Oh, man. It was...
It is great.
It was awesome.
Really all their good. Graphics were awesome, even the, like, intros where they and took starting lineups and stuff like that.
They did the, like, Sunday Night Football where Rodrigo Blankenship, Norcross, Georgia.
Right.
Like, you know, that was cool. And, man...
They love them some Rodrigo.
So... If they ever need, if they're getting tired of the Boo Birds, just pan to, there was like a kid who had Rodrigo goggles on in the stands. He got a huge, like, applause. And then you just go to Uga anytime, and, like, everybody goes nuts.
They love them from Uga.
Has Georgia, other than, I can only think of one other time, and it was when they were in, like, the Chick-fil-A opening kickoff game against maybe Oregon. Do they have any other helmet besides just red helmet?
No.
Black G? They don't ever, they've never done good. A white.
A few years ago, they played Boise in a kickoff game.
That was that one. They had jerseys. Like the helmets. They had like different colored face masks and stuff throughout it.
But they're like Alabama, LSU. They wear the same jersey.
I was like, a white helmet wouldn't be too bad, I wouldn't think, for Georgia. Even though like their colors, Georgia's has never been a.
So, yeah, the red jersey, silver britches, pretty good
look. That's all you got. And it's good.
Ooh, highlights of Louisville losing to Clemson. Those are fun. That was a lot of
losing
terribles.
Or
not just
getting
all of it.
Beat down completely.
The Georgia Big G too. We were passing like some vendor on the way in, and they had like G hats that weren't the regular G, and that's a power G. Why would you ever want not the power G?
The G on the goal line is it's cool to see. I don't know, just time seeing it.
They have that on the. On the sideline?
Right. It says G right by the end zone.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, like their G. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool place. I enjoy it.
I mean, they suck, but...
The stadium's pretty damn cool.
And it's like it's like in between two hills.
The dog is pretty happy.
He's
pretty happy.
And I love that he just kind of like does what he wants.
He's got his own AC and his little hat.
He hangs out like in the doghouse, but he wants to pop his head out and just like get a little rain on him, you know.
And all the business establishments have dog statues.
It's like around
not
the
all of them, but a lot. Like a lot more than you would think.
Wait.
It's
way more
big statue town.
Way more than we already. I mean, there was four in front of Cookout, just in front of Cookout. There was just four. Like, I get you have one, but what do you need four? Like, are they guard dogs? They're not guard dogs.
Also, a big Jersey town.
Yes, this is a Jersey school. Like, instead of now, there were definitely some girls that like were wearing skimpy something and umbrellas and freezing their asses off for no reason.
Late girls, I mean, just don't.
And you see a good variety. You saw. I saw a no Sean Moreno jersey.
Great.
I saw Matt Stafford jerseys.
We saw
Aaron
Kirby
Murray.
Smart.
No, that was Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford?
That was just him.
It was just Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Aaron Murray, you know, of course, Herschel Walker. And then as we're leaving downtown tonight, saw a younger gentleman in a Kirby Smart jersey.
Kirby Smart 16, yeah.
So, there was plenty of Rodrigo jerseys.
Yeah, but this is...
So who's ever in the jersey business here is making some good cash.
This is the one of the few SEC schools where the girls wearing jerseys is acceptable social attire for the games. Alabama, I think, is a little bit... But, like, I think those are only for, like, the hot weather games.
South Carolina, they're pretty decent jerseys.
Yeah, I bet it goes Georgia, South Carolina, or 1-2. And as far as...
Yeah,
acceptable to wear jerseys. To
yeah, games. South Carolina. There was a lot of them. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. There was a point I wanted to make about something that I just completely spaced on because it's late at night. We've been doing. It's been a long day. It was a very rough
it was
week.
A rough mm-hmm. day.
God.
It took us a little bit to get the engines revved up.
It was rough.
This we saw this crazy game.
Yeah, we only talked a tad bit about
Virginia
last
Tech,
night
North Carolina.
Because we only remember so much from last night. I think is why.
Speak for yourself. Yeah, we hit up like what?
A 6 or 7
balls. Yeah, it was pretty good.
They're
yeah.
all great.
Met somebody from. We met somebody from Louisville that went to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And she had taken her friend to Derby. So we were talking about, I mean, yeah. Ran into a good contingency of UK fans.
Good amount of Kentucky fans here.
There was a decent. It wasn't. South Carolina, I think, was a big road trip for people this year because they really wanted to see that 6 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people who I'm sure had like kind of put off that run.
And a better weather game because it's in September.
Night yes, game. Yes. And you get October. And here's the thing, too. The damn rain quit raining as soon as the game got over with. As soon as the game was
perfect
over,
timing.
It quit raining. It's going to be like 80 degrees tomorrow. It was 50 today. Just.
Also, it'll be a nice drive back home.
Easy. Oh, thank God. Yeah. Always drive through the mountains, too. Don't go through Atlanta, folks. Whatever you do. I think we've said all we need to say. Were there any other funny things that happened that I'm forgetting?
I do not think so.
I'm trying to think of anything that happened.
Nothing too exciting in the press box.
No. Other than Luckett just cheering.
Almost. Yeah, I let
that one
slip a little bit.
You went like Rich Rod on him.
Yeah. I've been known to pull Rich Rod in the stands a time or two. Wife look at me like, you dumbass.
Oh, that's a good way to end it. Well, we'll be back with less nonsense later on the week. We'll talk X's and all that stuff. Until then, enjoy stuff on KSR.com and all that good stuff. It's been good. It's been great. Thank you for this date. Go Cats. Go Kroger.